the buzz. Yeah, that's right. It's a Yellow Jackets podcast here on Post Show Recaps. We are covering the buzzy new show, Yellow Jackets, your Showtime drama, Yellow Jackets. Perhaps you've heard of it, perhaps not. That's what we're here to tell you all about here on the Yellow Jackets podcast. I am Josh Wigler. I am joined here by two of my favorite podcast companions from the Succession podcast, from Community Building, from the newly launched Euphoria podcast, from Post Show Recaps Theater. So excited to bring in my colleagues on this adventure, crashing into the wilderness of Yellow Jackets with me, Jess Sterling and Grace Leader.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
Yellow's my favorite color for a jacket. This
is that
great.
True? You have the yellow jacket, Grace?
Yeah, like a good rank. I watched Dark. There's a great yellow jacket on there, so I'm expecting similar things from this
show. Gotta say, Jess, I started watching the first episode of Yellow Jackets, and I expected there to be more yellow jackets on the show.
Yeah, simply not enough. If we had one critique of the first episode of the show, not enough yellow jackets.
Not enough yellow jackets on the television series Yellow Jackets, which is what we're covering here on PSR. We are actually, depending on when you are listening to this podcast, if you're listening to this in the real time of the release of this podcast, you are embarking on a wild adventure with Jess, Grace, and myself. If you are traveling back in time and listening to this in the archives, then you must be thrilled and delighted because you've just found a treasure trove of Yellow Jackets podcasts. But what's happening right now is that Jess, Grace, and I, we've just recently wrapped our coverage of season 3 of Succession. We were talking, what's the new show? What could we be talking about right now? And I don't know if this was as prevalent in your necks of the woods, Jess and Grace, but for me, and following a lot of TV critics online and people like that, I kept hearing about this show, Yellow Jackets, which is a Showtime survival drama that stars a mess of actors that I love and a bunch of people who I'm just meeting for the first time. Has some Lost DNA, some Lord of the Flies action, has a storyline that is at least partly set in the 1990s, so some nostalgia baked into the thing for me. And it's been running since November 2021, was not on the radar when it first launched. Several weeks into the show and getting very close to the season one finale, as I'm recording these words on December 30th, 2021, we've decided to set our sights on Yellow Jackets to do some crazy catching up. So we're going to be doing a podcast about every single episode of the 10-episode first season of Yellow Jackets, which is on Showtime. If you've got Showtime access, you're able to watch it that way. And we are going to be recapping everything ahead of the season one finale on January 16th, 2022, which, again, in the real time, not a lot of time to catch up on all of that.
No.
So we better get busy recording, Grace. We got enough work to do.
Busy. The whole point of this podcast is just to make bee puns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Make lots of buzzy noises is definitely the move. We're lunatics who are going to be dropping an episode recap of Yellow Jackets every single weekday between now, which is January 3rd, 2022, as this podcast is being released, and that season one finale. So the first two full weeks of January 2022, there is a Yellow Jackets podcast in your feed every single weekday so that we can catch up to the Yellow Jackets finale, getting in on not the ground floor. I think we're probably on the fourth floor.
The elevator had gone up and we were sitting waiting for it, but now we're on it.
Yeah,
on
but we got floor. On it, Grace. Yeah. We figured it out. So, Jess, that's the plan. Are we crazy or is this fun?
Oh, both. Why not both, right? Like, it's it's both things can be true. You messaged us and you said, hey, have you heard of this show? Like, give it a shot. See if it's something you're interested in podcasting about. I feel like I watched the episode that night you messaged us, or maybe it was the next day.
I think both of you watched it pretty quickly.
Within 24 hours, I think.
Yeah. Instantly, I was like, yes, please, give me more. And we because you were like, we'll only watch the first. You can't watch any more than that.
Just in case. And we wanted to keep going.
And so then I watched the first, and immediately I was like, well, I want to watch the second, but I can't. Yeah. And so I think we waited until, like, I think I had somehow restrained myself and I had the patience to not message you both on Christmas Day. And I waited until the next day. And then I was
very
like,
next
so
day.
About this show.
Like, and then at which point I replied, said, okay, I have thoughts about what we could do, but I've been trying to be cool and not contact you both over the holidays.
I waited until
after Christmas, so, yeah. So it counts. That's the behind the scenes of how the podcast came together. Grace, are you excited about the prospect of a daily podcast here talking about Yellow Jackets?
Yeah, we're going to scoop the New York Times. So we're going to do the daily, about Yellow Jackets. I'm excited because, like, you put this show on my radar, and then I have gotten, you know, like TikTok just like feeds you everything that you already like and you just watch it forever. Yes. I've gotten into a lot of like TV and movie, like people reviewing movies. And right now there's a lot of like, these are the top 10 shows of 2021. And Yellowjackets just keeps like popping in there. And I'm like, that's amazing because it hasn't even like finished airing yet, but it's in people's top 10. So then I was like, okay, well, I'm obviously going to watch a show. Might as well podcast about it.
Yeah. A lot of people whose opinions I trust and respect in this space love the show. All three of us have watched the first episode of the show. I think all three of us really loved the first episode. And between that and the reputation behind it, I think was good incentive for all three of us to be, okay, let's hang our hats on this one for a minute. This seems like a fun thing to try and check out. So that's how the podcast was born. We're working on a podcast feed. It's going to take a minute before it gets up, but once it's up, you will be able to subscribe there. You can go to postshowrecaps.com/yellowjacketspod. Once that is available, you will be able to get a Yellow Jackets only feed. In the meantime, be subscribed to the main Post Show Recaps podcast feed. And that is how you are going to be able to access the Yellow Jackets podcast. If you've got feedback, you can send it my way. As always, josh@postshowrecaps.com will come straight to me. We are recording the first few of these in a batch. So feedback probably won't start being incorporated into the podcast until I think maybe episode 5-ish would be my guess. But the good news is my understanding and my certainly my experience with watching the first episode is this feels like a big kind of theory brainy show, you know, yeah. Not necessarily that there's a huge supernatural component or anything, although maybe it's not impossible. I don't think so. But there is definitely a mystery component to this. And I feel like there's going to be, you know, a story that we as viewers are incentivized to put together, you know, in the style of some of the really great thrillers like Westworld of recent years and things like that, that we're gonna need to pull off. And we're watching these one at a time, not looking ahead at all. So if you've seen more Yellow Jackets than we have at this point in time, you're going to listen to these podcasts and laugh at how wrong we get things or be shocked at how close to the mark we are. Or if you haven't watched the show yet at all, you can pop an episode, then pop a podcast and join along with us for the ride. I think that aspect of this is going to be very fun, Jess, is sort of the theory crafting, the wild theory crafting that will swiftly be proven wrong day in and day out. It's going to be a delight.
Yeah, it's funny that you say the wild, because this show very much gave me the wilds feelings. If you listen to any of our podcasting about that, I believe it was on the patron only feed.
Yeah, about a year ago.
Back when that show was airing, teen girls, there's, you know, not an island, but, you know, they're out in the woods. And there's mystery involved, and that is enough to hook me beyond the fact that, like, the cast is amazing. I'm very intrigued by all of this. I mean, the fact that there's part of it set in the 90s, of course I want to be involved. Like, there's so many aspects of this that is very much up my alley, and I cannot wait to theorize the hell out of this show, because watching a second time really got me intrigued by, like, certain aspects that I hadn't noticed before. And so there's so much to look at in the show and so much to theorize on. I'm so excited to talk about this show.
Grace, how would you pitch Yellow Jackets to someone who has just spent the past 10-ish minutes listening to you, me, and Jess say the word Yellow Jackets a bunch, but with no, but perhaps without added context beyond
Yellow Should we explain jacket. Why they're the Yellow Jackets?
Yeah, because as we've discussed, it's not really about the coats.
No, I mean, kind of it is, because they do seem to have like
component.
Yeah, like sport Letterman jackets, you know.
Oh, they're big David Letterman fans.
They just have these shirts, and on the back it's a big picture of David.
Yeah,
in the '90s, he was huge in the '90s.
And yeah, there's like a comic book balloon that says Buzz, pointing to David Letterman.
Buzz.
Yeah.
I mean,
It's not that. It's not that. That's not.
It's not that. They're a soccer team who ends up on their plane crashes. They take a private jet. They're going to internationals. Is that
they're going to the nationals, yeah. And their plane crashes in Canada.
Aren't you going to the Olympics?
Yeah. But I mean, the thing that intrigued me is because it could just feel like the Wilds, but there's this like 2021 setting, and with some like big names, Juliet Lewis, Christina Ricci, and then Melanie Lynskey. I only know her from embarrassingly so, Two and a Half Men. The stalker in Two and a Half Men. My parents watch a lot of Two and a Half Men, so I've seen her on my TV.
Grace, you don't
lot,
have to explain it. You don't have to justify anything. You know.
Well, I feel like I do. Sheen show. I feel like I do. And so there's this like mystery about what's happened, and I will say before you jump into this show, it's pretty dark.
Very dark.
This is worth noting that a content advisory. Yeah. It's sort of becoming a little bit of a meme here on post show recaps of Yellowstone is cowboy Succession. that perhaps Yellow Jackets is cannibal Succession. I don't know. There seems to be some light cannibalism that is occurring on this show.
Yeah, heavy.
It was pretty dark and heavy. Yeah,
it's very dark.
A pile of human meat being consumed.
Yeah. When we watch Rocky Horror Picture Show, we were like, I think it's light cannibalism. I feel like this is
fairly heavy.
Heavy-handed cannibalism.
Heavy cannibalism. Hunks of human meat being consumed on Yellow Jackets. So be advised. It definitely seems a little violent. It seems like it's psychologically intense as well. Just doing a little bit of the background on how this show came to be. The central premise is it's a group of very successful high school athletes who are traveling across the country to go to an event. Their plane crashes and the show ensues, and that's in the 90s. And then there's this other piece of the show that's happening in 2021 that is following adult versions of some of those characters. So we know that some of these characters who are kids crashed in the wild for a period of 19 months mm-hmm. is how long they're gone for. We know this based on the show, and you know that right away. And you also know right away that a few of them will survive that predicament at the very least. There appear to be some conspicuous absences of maybe who doesn't survive.
Yeah.
And a lot to explore there. But I guess the premise of this, the show is created by Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson, the two of whom worked on a bunch of shows, I believe, a married duo who have worked on Narcos and Narcos Mexico. I'm blanking on the name of the Jason Segel AMC TV show, something, Dispatches from Elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I believe that they wrote on that as well. And foundational to their pitch was a few years ago, there was this announcement of a Lord of the Flies movie that was in development, but gender bent. So it's all it was all young girls who crashed on the island instead of the young boys of Lord of the Flies. And I think that this was created in something of a reaction to some backlash to that of, I think that a bunch of teenage girls crashing in the wild might engage in some intense savagery as a possibility. And so that is something that's being explored on the show. Something that's being explored on the show is the way that this is a reflection of society. And the according to Nickerson and his reflection on the show, it was meant to deconstruct the organizing principles of a society, and that he and Ashley Lyle described the show as a metaphor for teenage hierarchy. So a lot of that is in play with the addition of maybe some furry, terrifying masks and antlers and cannibalism and savagery and all sorts of additional chicanery. So it pops right away from the first episode that we'll talk about in the next episode of the podcast. But really quickly, Grace, I was both roped in and kind of unsettled. I was watching this on an airplane, maybe not the right venue for that first episode.
Literally about a plane crash, but I agree. It's like, so it's some of that like captivating. So I think it's a lot of like why we like a lot of people love like true crime stuff. Although like, you know, it's just like you are seeing it and you're like, what is happening? But you can't look away and it's weird, but it's compelling. And then, yeah, there's this whole like mystery, you know, from the very, you know, the first scene is sort of like, you get this image of like, when I rewatch it, like you get this image of like a necklace, right? That you're like, okay, well that's good. You know, and you get to play detective along the way. So I'm very excited to like dive further into this and like figure out what's going on with the show.
Yeah. Just what were some of your initial reactions to watching the series?
I would say something that stands out about the show that is different than something like Lost or The Wild is the fact that in the 90s when their plane crashes, it isn't on like a beach or an island. You see snow everywhere. It's a forest. Like, and to
this
survive,
is a nice response to a lot of the, man, why doesn't Survivor do a snow season?
It's because like, you don't want to see people kill each other in animal fur.
And eat each other.
Yeah, the fact that it's a different type of setting and a different type of survival required intrigues me. It's not people getting sunburned on the beach. It is people covered in animal furs trying to find food to survive. And not only that, but I think that also plays into the mystery of the show because you can't see who anybody is in these beginning scenes. You just see people covered in furs. And so I like that aspect of it. And I find that one of the most intriguing parts of the show is not only the fact that we are getting kind of hand in hand flashback and then present day 2021 stories being told simultaneously, but there's a lot of mystery involved. There's a lot of intrigue. And it's obviously at the heart of the show, at a part of any good show, it's going to be about the relationships and the characters. And so I think the pilot of the show does an excellent job with setting up.
Not the pilot of the plane. The pilot of the plane does a terrible job.
We'll get into it in episode one, but he does warn them. But the thing is
yeah, he does. There is that really curious scene, Grace, where the pilot. Now, listen, I'm going to crash the plane. And so before you get on the plane, you should decide now whether or not you want to be.
He was like, "Can I have a yellow jacket?" And they're like, "No." And he's like,
"No." Like, okay, well then I'm going to crash the plane in the Canadian wilderness.
So there is that really interesting aspect of they're in a different location than we usually see when you see plane crashes on television shows. And I love a cast of teen girls. I think it's such a fun thing to watch and experience having been a teen girl myself, like to watch all of these girls go through this and have it be set in the 90s. So it's like, there's not the cell phones and everything that there is now. I just love the premise of it overall. And I mean, I love a mystery. I love a good mystery. So this has all of those things, again, very fair warning about like the cannibalism stuff and there is some blood and all of that. Like this is a show that you need to like be prepared for when you go into it because it can be very drastic. One other thing that we haven't mentioned yet, the soundtrack is excellent.
Yeah.
Really very notable songs. They have Today by Smashing Pumpkins. Like they have so many good songs in this show that if that is something that intrigues you, I would say it has that as well.
Yeah. No, the nostalgia for people of a certain age of the 1990s growing up back then, this definitely hit some spots for me that was very, very, very enjoyable to experience. Should we now proceed, Grace, to put the characters into tiers based on whether they're actually good people? Is that how we should introduce who we have? I do think it's useful to do a quick cast overview. Just to kind of shine the light on the fact that there's a lot of people who, if you don't even know them by name, it's very likely you recognize these actors from other roles. Grace, you had mentioned Melanie Lynskey, who just has a murderer's row of credits. Ever After, Detroit Rock City, But I'm a Cheerleader, Coyote Ugly, Abandoned, Sweet Home Alabama, Shattered Glass, Flags of Our Fathers, Away We Go, Up in the Air, The Informant, Leaves of Grass. It keeps going on and on.
Two and a half men.
That's in there as well. She's really, really great. Anytime she pops up in anything, learning right now that she's from New Zealand. I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
New Zealand actress Melanie Lynskey. She plays the adult version of Shauna, who is one of the members of the Yellow Jacket soccer team. Seems to be kind of the protagonist role of the show. This character, Shauna, who is very close friends with a character named Jackie, who's the team captain of the soccer team. One thing that I'll say just in the experience of watching the show and then looking up cast information is maybe be careful listen to the podcast, because you will note that certain characters are credited as, you know, young Shauna and old Shauna, but then some characters are just credited as the name of the character, no modifier of their age, which suggests maybe they don't make it, but maybe not. I mean, hard
episode,
to say.
We don't know.
Number is another one you want to. I always get cut, and it's just like, oh,
the number of episodes.
Like,
they're
a minor character. I'm like looking, and they're like, oh, they're in the whole series. So
the other thing I was going to mention is the first episode of this is available on Amazon Prime, so you can watch it that way.
And I do think it's one of those instances though where the X-ray feature is dangerous. That's what I was going to say, because that's how
don't
I watched it as well.
I did it. Don't do it. Yes. Don't click on that screen, because you'll, or hover, because you'll know if someone is not listed as young or old. Yes. Don't do it. So
I'll say it has left my brain buzzing with the possibilities.
How am I being credited on this? But am I old Grace? Yeah, or young?
Young Grace. We're all young. Are you kidding me?
I mean, you did say earlier in the podcast people of a certain age.
Yeah,
and that had me feeling certain
young
ways.
Yeah, we're young.
Okay, if you could credit me as Grace of a certain age.
We are young.
Certain age.
Yeah, that's us. Yeah. Just a couple of other notables is Tysa is a character who has a really a breakout first episode of Yellow Jackets. Grace, you got this.
It's pretty good. I got
it. Stop it.
A breakout first episode of Yellow Jackets. She's played in two different eras by Tawny Cypress, who I remember most as Simone on the first season of Heroes. But even more notably, the teenage version of Tysa is played by Jasmine Savoy Brown, who I love from The Leftovers.
Absolutely.
Evie from The Leftovers. So that's awesome. It was really, really great to see her popping up here. As a kid in the 1990s, impossible not to have a huge crush on Christina Ricci in here. I grew up loving Christina Ricci. She is on this show in what appears to be a really wild role as a character named
She
Misty.
Was not when I heard that she was going to be on the show, I didn't know what character she was playing. That is not the one that I thought she was playing, especially when I was watching. I'm trying to match up like the young to like the old facial features and like, okay, she looks most like this character. But yeah, as someone who loves the 90s and loves to talk about the 90s, seeing Christina Ricci in a new show, I'm like, sign me up. I love her. Oh,
Jess, I'm very interested to find out what kind of shit the 90s taught the cast of Yellow Jacket.
Nothing good.
Well, yeah. Probably bad.
Well, savage things.
Taught me to eat people. taught me that could be good at times.
Yum.
Yeah. So Christina Ricci as Misty. Juliette Lewis, Grace, is in this.
Yeah, Juliette Lewis, yeah.
Love Juliette Lewis. She has a pretty intense role to play as well, just based on the first episode. A lot of our speculation right now is very young and nascent. Even though as we are recording this, there are seven episodes are out right now as we're recording this. Eight episodes, if you are listening to this in the real time. We've just seen the one, and it's very hooky and it has a lot of intrigue. And I think we're really excited to tear into it and dig into it more. Yeah. But our speculation is pretty limited based on how much is out there at this point in time.
I was just saying the thing when you were talking earlier about it being it's a mystery show and we don't know what's happening. But I think the pilot does a really good job at giving you just enough to sort of like, to say bite your sink your teeth into.
Oh my gosh.
Grace.
Oh my gosh.
In terms of you know, little reveals, you know, and like who do we see in 2021, who are we not seeing. I think it gives enough for a pilot to really get your wheels are churning, right?
Yeah. Like,
what is going to happen? Why is that person there? You know, I think it's really, you know, how does that person make it out of this whole thing? If like things go down, how did that person end up there? You know, it's really, I think they do a really good job at giving you just enough information to keep you hooked.
Fully agree. I think the first episode does a great job at setting up. We learn a lot about a few characters and scratch the surface on others, to where I'm really excited for maybe some of the others to be the center of attention in future episodes. There's so many, I feel like they do such a great job with, like, let's say there's like 8 to 10 girls here. and we really dive deep into a few, but there's so many others that we get little nuggets of information about that I'm really, really excited to dive deeper into their stories as well.
So I think we're going to go ahead and do that. We just wanted to give you a little bit of a kickoff show, let you know that this podcast is happening. We are going to be watching one Yellow Jackets a day and podcasting about Yellow Jackets once a day and podcasting about it and releasing it in your feed over the next 2 weeks. You can keep pace with us. Check out Yellow Jackets wherever you're able to get it, whether it's Showtime. If it's on Amazon, be careful. Just careful of that X-ray feature. Just be careful. That's the heads up from your podcasters here. But you can keep pace with us. Five episodes a week, basically, is what we're doing. I think it's going to be 4 episodes for the first week, 5 episodes for the second week, and then we will be on time for the finale. So if you want to watch Yellow Jackets alongside us, that's the way that this is going to shake out. We're going to come back tomorrow with our episode 1 recap. If you've got feedback for us, that's going to start being baked into the podcast starting with episode 5. Maybe it's episode 6, somewhere around mid-season. You can send that in, josh@postshowrecaps.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter @RoundHoward. Grace is on Twitter as well, @HiFromGrace. Jess is @TheJessSterling. You can talk to all three of us in the Post Show Recaps Patreon Discord if you would like to subscribe. Patreon.com/PostShowRecaps. We have a sprawling server filled with so many of your fellow listeners of Post Show Recaps getting together to play games, talk about shows, have fun and merriment. Treat yourself at the start of 2022 with a brand new podcast community at your fingertips. So consider it patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Beyond Yellow Jackets, you can get so much more from the whole PSR team and certainly all three of us podcasters here. Grace, you are alongside Ariel pioneering all of the movie coverage here on Post Show Recaps, but you are also wading into a brand new era of HBO prestige drama coverage here on Post Show Recaps.
Yeah, can watch in Euphoria with Amon Adwin. Very fun. Also a show that's like much darker than the show name would imply. Very fun. I'm excited to see what season 2 has in store. So,
cannibalism. Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Would be bad.
Zendaya said it will be hard to watch. So I mean, cannibalism would fill that void.
Yeah, I mean, it would qualify for sure. You can hear Jess Sterling on the Community Building podcast, in addition to the shit the 90s shows taught me. I always mess it up, don't I?
Yes. It's shit 90s shows taught me.
Yeah, the shit the 90s shows taught me. That's not quite right.
Just search @shit90spod and you'll find
it. You'll find it. So that is the way to find more from all three of us. So much happening in the post-show recaps realm. There's also, in addition to Yellow Jackets coverage, there's now also Yellowstone coverage. Is there now going to be a rule where if it's got yellow in the title, do we have to cover it, Grace?
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's new rule.
Yeah. So yellow shows, we've got you. We'll see what else comes up in that purview. But there's that. There's also, in addition to the Daily Yellow Jackets podcast, there's the Daily Cobra Kai for season 4 of the Netflix show. So it's a busy time. You should have a lot of really fun stuff in your post-show recap feed. So we hope you're enjoying it. If you are, a rating, a review, subscribe to the post-show recap feed. Those are all very helpful ways to support the podcast as we are entering 2022 and embarking on this insane Yellow Jackets journey. With that said, we're going to begin that journey in this very next podcast. Stay tuned for our episode 1 recap. Be back soon. Bye-bye.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.